I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 27th to the 30th of October, 2025. Hello there, I'm Rob, and look who is next to me. Regular viewers will know that Rhi is currently sat at her Turkey abode. What are you doing in Turkey, Rhi? When did this happen?
You didn't tell me you were going to Turkey. I didn't realise until you've just said, like, anyway, when we start recording, you can tell me what you're doing in Turkey. Have I not even told you what I'm doing here?
No, you haven't.
Well, do you know what it is, right? My parents were here. They've been telling me to come out. My other half couldn't get it off work. I asked my daughter, do you want to go? And she said, no, not without daddy. And then literally last Friday, right, she woke up and said, Mummy, I want to go to Turkey and see Nanan and Boo. That's what she calls them.
Right.
And I was like... Fortunately, I'm self-employed and I've just finished all of the work that I had to a deadline literally the day before. And we're like, well, do you know what? Then let's do it.
How does the other half live, right?
Well, actually, mate, £35 a ticket.
Is it? Oh, come see you.
So do you know what I mean? No
brainer. Come see you. Yeah, absolutely.
That's why I'm here.
Good for you. Meanwhile, it would genuinely be easier on my side for me to be recording from Turkey right now. So as some of you will know, I went to London for my birthday sort of week. I had a lovely time. Thank you very much for all your birthday messages. I really appreciated them. However, when we were away, the electrics in my house have gone haywire, literally, right? So if we plug stuff in...
Is that where it comes from?
Maybe, possibly. Let us know if you know that. So basically, if we plug anything into my house, the entire house short circuits and the security alarm goes off and annoys the neighbours. So we've rang an electrician. So that's trying to be dealt with. But I can't plug my laptop into charging or anything. You do not understand the fragility of battery until you can't charge them, right?
So are you connected? I'm taking you. Have you unplugged all your Wi-Fi and stuff? Are you hotspotting?
No, Wi-Fi's okay. Wi-Fi's working, but that was as in we didn't plug anything else in.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, I get that. Fair. Yeah.
There.
Wow. So, currently, London was good anyway.
London was great. I had an amazing time. I went on the London Eye.
Oh yeah.
And I went to a Gordon Ramsay restaurant. It was amazing.
So jelly of that. Was it? Incredible.
Oh, it was amazing. Incredible. He cooked for me personally. He owed me a favour. So I figured that he could...
He didn't really,
birthday.
Did he?
Yeah, he didn't.
I actually believe really you for a minute then.
You know, me and my celebrity connections. So this week, because of my electrical problems, we're going to sort of put things on fast forward a little bit just in case I run out of battery. So sorry about that. If you're joining us for the first time this week, we're normally more in detail. Okay.
we're going to do our best to be as in-depth as we can with the time constraints that we're currently facing due to electricity.
But before we move on, we've got a calendar change to do because it's now November as you're watching this. Oh, yes. So say goodbye to sexy Zach and his pumpkins.
Bye, Zach.
I'm very sad. What might happen after this year is that I might just tear out certain pages and just stick them around my wall for the rest of my life. It'd be great. Right, November. Jack. Look at that.
Penny for this guy? Not his daughter?
Penny for this guy? No, not this guy.
It's about Guy Fawkes and all that.
Yes, nothing to do with Penny, his daughter. I tell you what, he's still got it, hasn't he?
Not bad for... How old is he now? He must be.
I mean, I'm assuming he's in his 50s.
I was just going to say late 40s so that I could be kind, but I was thinking...
I mean, I'm just guessing because of how old he was when he first arrived. But he's still got it as Jack. I haven't got my sticky thing sorted, so this will be up next week, I promise. It's a week
what
of chaos.
What are we like today, eh?
What are we like? So let's crack on, shall we, with this week's Albert Square After Dark. So, with me on 70% battery, let's get on. We're talking about Suki and Eve, first of all. So, they have begun their procedure of going into adoption and getting themselves a child. We meet Robin. Who is he? What does he do? He's sort of like a a person that says you like sorts out the registration, isn't he?
Yeah, like a social
Loves his
worker
job.
admin type of
Yeah.
person,
He
maybe.
likes his job, doesn't he? Does Robin? He was very
I
happy.
rated the actor actually.
It
I
was
was like,
good.
you're good at this
Yeah,
role. I
he
like
was
him.
alright.
Maybe he might be a bit of a recurring one. It'd be nice if, you
Wouldn't
know, they have
mind.
the same person throughout. You wouldn't mind,
No,
eh?
I wouldn't mind. I liked Robin. He was very cheerful and
Yeah.
very happy. You don't get many people
Yeah.
like, mind you, if he was in it more regularly, I would doubt he'd stay cheerful and happy because you
Oh no, be
can't.
like, oh, back on Albert Square again. I've
Yeah,
heard
he'd be
tales of what
morose.
happens here.
He'd be morose. He'd be angry. He wouldn't be the same Robin we know and love.
Yeah, he
Um,
wouldn't.
but I mean, this also kind of starts because they meet another couple this week, don't they? Because they're sort of trying to gauge like how it's going to work. And this like lesbian couple that they meet
Yeah.
who have adopted their own kid are kind of a little bit sanctimonious, aren't they?
Yes,
A
I
little
think
bit.
this is actually part of like adoption processes. They actually say you need to go and talk to another couple who've been through it. I think that is part of the process. But yeah, they're a bit although I will admit I was like, am I like this as a parent? They were like, she's
Well,
in tune with the circadian rhythms. I was like, yep, can relate, so's my little one.
yeah. So, what do you think? Did you agree with everything? If you agree with everything that they said, Ree, then the answer to that question is yes, you are that sort of parent.
No,
So,
I didn't agree with everything. It was
no.
just it was funny though, weren't it? Because it was just like
Was
Suki's
so
done it
not
all.
Suki. It was so
Yeah,
not
this is what I
Suki.
mean.
And to be fair, it was very not Eve as well. I feel like Eve would be a much more grounded parent, would sort of be quite a bit more laid back and like, I'm not bothered
Yeah.
about your circadian rhythm as long as you've done your homework. You
Are
know,
you
I
going
think
to,
you.
as long as you sleep for at least 8 hours,
Yeah, then I'm
fine.
fine. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But it's interesting. And I'm kind of wondering, are you getting the impression that Suki's not as suddenly keen on the idea as Eve is?
Is that what you think? You think
A
Suki's now
little
just doing
bit.
it to appease Eve
A
because she
little
feels
bit.
guilty for like Epic persuading her into it in the first place?
Like a little bit. I feel like she is sort of. I mean, she's a fully. It's weird. She's kind of fully behind it. But at the same time, I'm sort of getting a sense that Suki, if something were to go wrong, I feel like Suki would very quickly go, "Now, do you know what? Let's not do this. This would be a really terrible idea." Whereas Eve would take more persuading.
See, do you know what I think it is? I understand what you're saying, and I wouldn't be surprised if that did happen, but I got the impression it's a bit more that Suki is just a bit calmer about it all because she's
Yeah.
had kids and she's like, well, that's not realistic. Whereas Eve is so new to all of this and like actual parenting. I know she's been around lots of kids with like
Yeah.
Stacey's kids and the teenagers, like Suki's stepkids, but I think Suki's just more calm. Plus, Suki knows how to play the game with like things professionally. As soon as that Robin came around, she were able to dress everything up. Like
Oh,
she said,
yeah.
"Oh yeah, Stacey's done a runner to Brazil," and she, what did she say? She's on a
She's at the f
pilgrimage
Yeah,
to
she's at the feet of
pray
Christ
or
the Redeemer.
something. Yes. So I think Suki's just so overconfident that she can talk her way through things, whereas
Yeah.
Eve's just a bit more nervous about such things, maybe.
Well, the adoption process will require them to get a reference. This means, after months and months and months of the same, we really need to meet Eve's parents. We're going to meet Eve's mum. I can
We
officially
believe,
reveal.
yes.
Well,
Oh, we're reeling it.
I will
Okay.
say, spoiler siren,
Feel
we are meeting Eve's mum. So that's exciting because
Very exciting.
I have wanted to meet the Unwins for a little while to
Yeah.
sort of just see where Eve has come from. What do you think she's going to
Yeah.
be like?
I feel like she's actually, because I feel like Eve's quite down to earth northerner, but I feel like she's going to
You
be a bit of
relate.
a like snobby northerner.
Do you know what I
Do
really
you know what I
want?
mean?
I want her to be like really Suki like, so that they.
Yes, yeah, I can see this. Yeah, I can
That would be
see that.
interesting. Because actually, there is a psychological theory in relationships that you tend to go for someone that reminds you of
Freudian.
your parents. Freudian,
Yeah.
yeah, tends to go for someone like your parents. So that would
Eid
be
or
interesting to
Oedipus
see.
complex, but I don't know
Yes.
how that relates to same gendered relationships, but I don't see why you couldn't apply it that way, yeah.
You know, psychology don't see gender, right, Ree?
Right.
So I think it would be interesting to sort of if Mummy Eve was quite close to Suki in sort of attitudes and temperament. If she's got a handbag, I'm gonna scream.
Yeah, that'd be amazing if she's got a handbag.
I
That'd be a
really want
very
to have a
nice
handbag.
touch.
Her and Suki having
Yeah.
handbag wars, that would be incredible.
But I feel like if even if she is similar to Suki, I still feel like Suki will be a bit more down to it. I've got it in my head that her mum is just a bit of a snob. That's what I've got in my head
Yeah,
with Eve's
yeah.
mum. Could be totally wrong, but
It's going to be interesting. Bring on Mrs. Eve, I say. I
Mrs.
say bring it
Eve.
on, Mrs. Eve.
Unwin.
But do you see the adoption thing working out long term? Are they going to have a kid, or do you think something's going to happen?
I'm not sure. I don't feel like they need one. I don't feel like Or for us as viewers, like, we need that addition to their family. But at the same time, maybe it would be nice for Suki and Eve to have their own little family within their bigger family unit.
It would. I mean, there's a side of me that sort of thinks it would be nice to sort of see a same-sex adoption play out on
Yes,
screen. That's quite important.
certainly.
You don't really get to see it a huge amount. I'm fairly sure that EastEnders certainly haven't done it before. But at the same time, because Suki's involved in this, you sort of feel like something bad might happen because she's Suki. Suki already is saying, you know, it's being has got her sort of Suki head on in terms of getting this reference. So she's fully prepared to manipulate Eve's mum in order to get
Oh,
this
yeah, of
reference.
course.
And I just have the feeling that Eve's mum is not going to be very easily tricked.
Or something's going to backfire along the way, because, like I was saying, she's quite confident that she can talk her way through it. Is she going to end up saying something that she shouldn't, and or telling a lie, in fact, and then get caught out, which will ruin the process as well,
Seems
maybe?
quite likely.
You know
Rocky
something
road.
though, you know when it first seemed like they were going down this route, it were a few weeks ago we were talking about. I saw some comments, I think it were on our Facebook group, saying that they were a bit disappointed that they weren't leaving it, that Eve just didn't want kids and that it's okay for a woman to not want kids. And I do actually agree with that. I'd
So do
not
I.
even it's annoying that I've not even considered it myself until I saw those comments. Now, actually, that's so valid.
It is
Like,
valid.
they
I
could have
mean,
just left it like that.
they could have done. I mean, the thing that saves that, I think, is the fact that we as viewers can look at Eve and see how she's been with like the Slater kids and look at her and think,
True.
actually, you'd be a damn good mum in many ways. So that sort of saves it, I think, because, and you can sort of understand, I think maybe being around the Slater kids has brought out a more maternal side of Eve. So,
But you can be maternal and not want kids,
yeah,
though, I feel,
absolutely.
because
Absolutely.
you could take on a godmother role or an auntie role or
Cool
something.
auntie. She'd be the best cool auntie in the world, wouldn't she?
Yeah, exactly. And but you can still be, I mean, look at how she was with Ivana, you know, but she doesn't need to then go, right, well, now I need to be a mum just because I've realized actually I'm quite maternal. But yeah, it was just interesting that I've not even considered it, and I were kind of like, I've not even thought of that. So what might be nice is if they then focus on that with another character, perhaps, or at some point in the future, to make
We
up
shall
for it.
see. We shall see. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to the next story. Okay, let's have a little chat about Nigel and Jasmine, because again, they seem to be hand in hand this week. But I think that we got some indications this week. They're really now trying to sort of frame this as it's Cindy that she's after, aren't they?
How they figured it out? Well, I mean, I guess if we could figure it out, but
Well, I mean, all they did was sort of go, it could be Cindy that she's after, and then left it at that, and they decided that that was what had happened,
well, it was
basically.
Elaine who mentioned it, didn't she? Elaine had said something to Oscar like, oh, well, she asks a lot of questions about Cindy. And then, like, literally, then next
Must be
thing, Jasmine's
Cindy then.
like, can I go and move in Cindy's room while she's not here, please? And Oscar's like, yeah, sure, that's a great idea. Cool.
Oscar is adorable, bless him. I really, really love every single thing that he ever does. I love him. Never leave.
You know what? Oscar's like one of the best newcomers we've had
Isn't he?
in a long
So
time.
long. Best newcomer, I'm going to say, since Priya.
Like, honestly, I totally agree with that. He's amazing. He's that it's Pierre Moliere.
Yeah,
Amazing.
Moliere. He's got another name in the credits now. I need to learn how to say
Yes, I
that as
did
well.
notice that. Yeah, I've noticed that.
Maybe he's heard us going Pierre Moliere. I was like, I'm putting an end to that straight
I'd say break that up a little
away.
bit.
But Jasmine and Cindy. I mean, it's looking more and more likely that she's Ford related, right? Because what else could it be if she is after
Yeah.
Cindy?
Well, and I've seen again people theorizing that
Go on.
Fisher's not even a surname, it were a fake name.
I mean, it seems. I mean,
Why not?
I mean, I thought it was interesting what you pulled up last week, was it, about Cindy's mate?
Yeah, friend being called Fisher, Sally
I mean,
Fisher,
that's a
yeah.
very niche thing for them to pull out of nowhere. So maybe it's something to do with that. But it feels like, just purely because of sort of the latest stuff that's been going on with Cindy, and the fact that you can understand if it is to do with the Fords, that some sort of dodgy character from the Fords coming to give Cindy some hassle. If anything, we're surprised that hasn't happened sooner, right? So.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because we've always said, like, how can oh right, well, Jackie Ford's died and all of her accomplices and all of
Every
her
single
family,
one.
yeah, everyone to do with her, yeah, it'd make sense, wouldn't it? But do you think Jasmine's got a bit of a dark side then to her,
Oh,
like, that
yeah.
we're waiting, it's just waiting to crawl
100%. Well, let's
out?
be real here. She's working Oscar like a puppet right now,
I
isn't
do
she?
feel like she genuinely likes him though as well, or do you
I
think she's
think
just
she
using him
likes him.
because he lives with Cindy? A
A bit of both. I think she
bit of
does
both.
like him. I think she looks at him as like a little puppy. to be honest with you. And like, she likes playing with him, and she might sleep with him just because, you know, he's a good looking lad.
You're there, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll have a go while I'm here. But I don't think that she is about, I don't think that if we're going to go down a pathway where she suddenly realizes that everything that she's planning needs to stop because she's fallen so desperately in love with Oscar.
No, fair. Or there is potential for that a lot later down the line where she might start going, yeah, my feelings actually are quite strong for you. They can't, I mean, they can't be right now though, because why not just tell Oscar anyway? Like, what's, I don't know. I kind of just want to know now. I feel like there's too much mystery and I'm ready for it to all come out, but I guess we need Cindy back for that to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think Michelle Collins is doing theatre stuff at the minute, so they're kind of stuck sort of treading water with this until she comes back. So it's going to be interesting. I am intrigued by it, I have to say. I am intrigued by Jasmine, and I want to know what's going on with her. And I do love the pairing with Oscar. I think that's working really, really nicely. But now the fact that she's moved into Cindy's room, if she is after Cindy, then this couldn't have worked better for her, right?
Yeah, right. And also,
but then what is she going to find in Cindy's room? Not a lot. I think she'll find some toys. That won't help her.
What did Lauren say? Crotchless undies.
Yeah, that's not going to help her either, I don't think.
No. Yeah, what is she going to find? I don't understand what she's hoping to look for.
If she is to relate to the Fords, then all she will be is annoyed that Cindy grassed up a Ford in order to get out of prison. But nothing in her room is going to do anything about that because she knows it already happened. So it's not like she's going to have a whole collection of newspaper clippings or anything saved, is it?
Right. So if anything, if you were Jasmine and you're thinking, I want to get revenge, like just destroying her work while she's not there would probably be a better way, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But I tell you what, she's going to lose Cindy her license pretty soon because she keeps giving Oscar a drink and he's 17.
Yeah, how old's Jasmine meant to be as well?
Well, I'm assuming older than 17.
Do you reckon just 18 maybe or something?
Maybe,
19.
But then at the same time, it's not like they found any evidence because she hasn't provided any ID for herself. So she could be underage for all we know.
That's so true. She might just be underage herself, yeah.
She could be.
I mean, that's so, like, illegal to not have got any ID from her, too.
This is the issue with me doing a podcast about EastEnders with somebody who basically owns a bar. You know this wouldn't happen, don't you?
No, you need to get, like, you need photocopies of ID, you need P46 is filling it. Well, they're paying the cash in hand, aren't they?
Is that even happened now?
You know, you can't do that these these days.
All of this.
You could if you were, you know, actually... You could still pay them cash, but they're presumably not paying any tax on this because she's not handed anything in, so she's literally being paid cash in hand in the dodgy way rather than above book way.
And she does also seem to be being left in charge of the bar quite a lot.
It's bizarre, isn't it? Bizarre. Literally know nothing about... Well, it's Cindy, though, isn't it, as well?
Yeah.
I think this is part of Elaine's issue, isn't it? She's quite above board with things, I'd say, Elaine. That's why she's the one pushing for it and can sense something dodgy. Whereas Cindy's just like, love dodgy,
but then even Elaine is fully aware that Oscar's been given alcohol. And considering that Elaine nearly lost the license for the Vic because of underage
drinking.
That's
so true. Yeah, but maybe she just thinks, well, it's Cindy's
name. Not my
name
bar, not my problem.
Well, she would still get in trouble, to be fair, Elaine, but yeah.
Yeah. There we go. So time will tell about Jasmine. Nigel, meanwhile.
Yes,
So we said last week that him and Julie going to India was the worst idea that has ever happened ever. Like, you're going to have a terrible time. Nigel's going to be a mess while he's there. And Nigel does seem to come to that conclusion himself this week, doesn't he?
Yeah, which I'm surprised Julie didn't come to as well, but...
I think she knew deep down, but kind of wanted. She's been clinging on, I think, that Nigel's not as bad as she knows he is.
Yeah. It's sad, isn't it? Because I guess that might be, for them, like, that was their ultimate, like, couple dream, and they just now have got to almost grieve that they know that's never going to happen now, and that's never going to be a reality. What did they say they were going to do instead? Look at it on YouTube.
Look at it on YouTube. Sick of VR headset on. Yeah, that'll be same. But Nigel did also say to Julie, like, if I forget who you are, go to India. Like, just have a great time. There's part of me that generally thinks Julie might go, yeah, fair, but I will do that. Cheers, see you later. I mean, bless them. The most adorable thing this week was when Nigel went to go and see Gina in hospital and he had chocolates and a little balloon saying, get well soon. He is the most adorable man that's ever walked the earth.
You couldn't be mad at him for running you
No.
over, could you? And he
If he
turns
ran
up
me
like
over, I'd be
that.
like, do you know what, Nigel? That's fine. Don't worry,
Yeah, you
mistakes
brought
happen.
chocolate. Come and sit down. We'll show me India. Come on.
Honestly.
Is he going to end up paying for Gina to go to India? She started claiming that she wanted to go after Nigel. We're talking to her about it.
Well, I'll tell you who is going on a trip soon is Anna.
Yes, I did
We're
notice that
getting
got slipped
nuts.
in.
Well, it's the second time
Australia.
this is the second time this has been slipped in that she's off to Australia. Is this just
Yeah.
going to be Anna's exit?
Why not? I think
I mean,
I'd prefer him to not kill her off if I'm
so
honest.
would I. And to be honest with you, the idea, it's not the first time it's happened before that we've had a character just go, do you know what? I'm just going to go to that country. And then they go to that
Yeah.
country, and that's the end of that character. And do you know
Yeah,
what?
yeah.
Sometimes that does happen. You don't need to blow somebody up. You don't need to have them kidnapped. You don't need to have them murdered. Sometimes
Agreed.
they can just go to another country, decide,
Yep.
do you know what? I quite like it here, and just stay there and then come back for sporadic visits. That does happen.
Exactly. Yeah.
And let's be
Yeah.
real here. I like Anna. She's a sweet character. I think Molly has given a really sweet performance as this
Yeah.
character. She's likable. At the same time, that's fine for Anna, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It doesn't need to be any
And
big dramatic exit.
maybe Freddie will just decide to go with her.
Just go
Bish
with it.
bash
Yeah.
bosh.
Yeah, and then it leaves the door open if they do
For
come back
both
down.
characters.
Exactly, yeah. I prefer the door being left open
Yeah.
for there's no need for them to both be
No.
written off
No, I don't
permanently.
mind. Now and again, I don't mind, especially for two. And I'm not saying, I don't mean, sort of lesser characters, but for two characters that aren't exactly huge parts of the show at the moment, I don't mind a slightly understated,
Yeah,
kind of
exit.
cheerful exit for the pair of
Yeah.
them. That's fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I'm all for it.
Yeah. So there we go. So Julie and Nigel, meanwhile, are sort of ticking along. I'm assuming Phil's going to be back soon.
Yeah, you'd think. Where's it? Is he visiting Louise?
Yeah, he's, finally
Yeah.
Louise has deemed him, so deemed
Of
him that
course,
he can
yeah.
that she can, that he can visit her. So I'm assuming Phil's coming back soon, and then that storyline will sort of continue.
Yeah.
Nigel is sort of flittering, I think. He has these days when he's all right, and he has these days where he's really confused and scared. Obviously, the scared, confused days are going to become more and more frequent as time goes on. Are we thinking Christmas for Nigel, or are we thinking that they might make it to the. I mean, you made a good point with a year's contract. That seems about right, to be
I
fair.
did think that, but then I feel like what we're in November now. It can't suddenly take this
It's a,
much more
yeah,
of
I
a
mean, I wouldn't.
drastic turn.
I
But
mean,
then
even.
again, they don't have to go that drastic. I know I mentioned my granddad, but he did. He certainly was more confused towards the end. But it's not like it was this sudden change, if you know what I mean. So.
Well, I mean, the other thing that the soaps do sometimes with certainly Alzheimer's and dementia is that they'll have this illness and then something horrible will happen to them because of the illness. So,
Right.
Sylvia dying in the bath, for
Yeah,
example, Leslie in Coronation Street toastering herself to death. Do you know what I mean? Like, those sorts of things can happen as well. So I hope we're not heading that direction with
I
Nigel.
don't think we need that with
No,
Nigel.
not in
We've
the
had loads
slightest.
of things go wrong already, I feel like, with
Absolutely,
him.
yeah.
I
Yeah,
feel like he
enough.
needs a bit more of a dignified
Yeah,
exit.
completely. Dignified is exactly the right word. He needs to
Yeah.
just have a nice sort of melancholy but also really
Yeah.
respectful, dignified exit, I think, because
Yeah.
he's a great character and he deserves that.
Yeah,
So,
I
and
agree.
I think the way that they're sort of doing this storyline so far suggests that that's the path they're going to take with it, which is right, I think. So, a sort of really respectful, beautiful sort of exit for
Yes.
Nigel
Yeah, it would
is
be
what we're
nice.
hoping for, I think. So
Yeah.
that would be nice. That would be good. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to the next story. All right, let's briefly discuss the fact that Ravi has returned from his little excursion. He's back. And what did
Yes.
we say last week, Ree? We were saying, right, do you know what? Ravi's going to save this, okay? Ravi will return and Oki will get punished or slash
Yep.
killed off or something will happen. Harry will be released and everything will be fine. That is not what happened.
Nope.
Why
Ravi
was
said, you
that?
know what?
You do
You
it all.
you're officially in charge now,
You
okay?
are the new me. Off you
He pretty
go.
much did say, consider me HR. Like, consider
Yeah.
me management now, all right?
Here's
Behind the
my
scenes.
keys. So now what seems to happen? He's given Oki some keys to a warehouse somewhere that
Warehouse,
we are
yeah.
officially back in shenanigan warehouse
I was
territory.
literally just thinking that. That's it now, innit? Is he going to somehow take Harry and Kojo there or something? You think
Looks
that's where
like
this is
it.
all going to lead? Oh, cop
Oh.
already bored of this. Not interested. Can I say something that I realised this week while we were watching?
Yes.
Who's manning Archers? Has nobody noticed that?
I
Have
did
they all
think
just
that
been
this week.
like,
Yeah, I did think that this week.
Yeah, it's did Phil just go, yeah, go to
Well,
Cardiff for 10 weeks? Yeah.
maybe that might be something that leads to something here. Because when Phil returns, nobody has been running the Archers since he's been gone. So maybe he's going to be like, what the hell? Where the hell is Harry? And then maybe
Then
something
maybe,
might,
yeah, it could.
maybe, because then he might talk to Teddy, and then Teddy and then the Mitchell boys will do something together and
Then
save
Phil
the
and
day.
Teddy will
Yeah,
find something out,
maybe. They'll be
or
like,
it'll just
there's a
not
few
get mentioned at
warehouses around
all.
here. I've used them before, so he might be one of them. You know, he is a Mitchell. We might find him in one of them.
Oh, I bet he's in Dartford. There's a warehouse in Dartford I've heard
There
of.
is.
Yeah, there we
Yeah,
go.
yeah, yeah. Reese had people tied up in a warehouse in Dartford before. Do not mess with Reese. She is the Sheffield Mafia.
You said Reese. I was like, Reese?
No, not
Dartford?
Reese,
What are you on
though.
about?
Reese.
Sheffield Mafia. Wow.
Sheffield Mafia. I mean, I've always thought about you being the Sheffield Mafia. If there was anybody that I knew, I mean, do you know anyone sort of like who knows people in Sheffield? I'd be like, give my mate Rhea a call. Yeah, 100%. 100%. I would. 100%.
Poor sods. They'd have no chance. They'd be gutted.
They would. Yeah, absolutely devastated. Yeah, this isn't going anywhere anytime soon, I don't
No.
think. It's Harry still tied up and off his tits on something. I love the fact that Oakie would just hand out drugs for anything at this point. Like, you stubbed your toe, or have a heroin. You'll be all right with that. That'll sort you out.
I think there is something telling about the fact that Erky seems very teetotal and just
Yeah.
loves drugging people. So I think what you said last week about maybe this has happened to him or something, I actually could see that being a thing. It's
Maybe.
interesting as well because, like, he's not locked Kurjo in because the Kurjo tried to get out, didn't he? He said he was going to go to
Yeah.
Dart.
Yeah.
But what if Erky hadn't have walked past at that exact minute? I don't know. It's if I'm truthful about this, the storyline's just pissing me off now.
I know. It's just not
It's
going
not
anywhere.
working.
It's not going
Yeah.
anywhere. I don't get what it's about. I don't get what it's
No.
for.
No.
The problem for me is that I don't understand Oakie's motivations as a
Yeah.
villain whatsoever. His motivations do not make sense because the whole keeping Harry hostage
Where?
thing, why is he doing it? Like, it doesn't make any sense why he's doing it.
I feel like he's just jealous of Harry. I feel like that's
Yeah.
his. But then we've not seen enough of that for us to know that that's his reason, his
Yeah.
motivation, like you're saying. We need to
Exactly.
delve more into Erky's background then, surely.
Yeah,
Because, yeah, I agree with you.
we shouldn't be filling in the gaps.
No, not at this stage
No.
anyway, not
This
this far along.
story's been going on for long enough for us to know exactly why people are doing what they're doing, and we
Yeah.
still don't really understand what the point of Oki's actions are. And the fact that everything sort of seems to be working in Oki's favour when really they shouldn't be. Like, there's no real reason why Ravi would come back and decide suddenly that Oki needs to be completely in charge of everything, considering all the hassle and drama that Oki has brought to Ravi's door. There is no logic in Ravi going, you are the perfect person to run this operation.
I was just going to say, there's been so many times where Ravi's been like, well, you've royally messed that up. And
Yeah,
then
the
all of a
whole
sudden he
gun
comes back and
thing was
goes,
all Oki's fault.
that's so true. And here's the keys to my warehouse.
Yeah, none of it makes any sense.
No.
So, Phil, we're relying on you. Come back and save this, please, for the love of Christ. Right, just before we get to the Slater stuff, let's have a little conversation about Vicky, who has also returned this week on her own, because Kathy has gone up to Manchester, I think, to see Ben, she said, didn't she? I'm assuming that's
Yeah,
why she's there, because why the hell else would Kathy go to Manchester, of all
they went
places?
to the Lake Districts, didn't they?
Yeah.
Which is obviously not too far from Manchester. Then Kathy stayed on because Ben's in a prison up near Manchester somewhere.
Yeah.
So Kathy stayed on. But Sharon again has gone. She came back for what,
Sharon
a week?
Sharon, I think 9 episodes she was back for, and she has now gone back to Florida and because she has discovered the lie that Zoe
And
told
she's so
about.
devastated. I
Yeah.
mean, Sharon's coming and going a lot. I don't want to speculate anything, but
Look, there's we
something's
can't
going, yeah.
Something's going on.
Not our
Letitia Dean is
place,
having
yeah.
time off. Letitia Dean is having time off, quite a substantial amount of time off for whatever reason it's happening for. It's a great shame. You kind of wonder what was, you know, if she needs all this time off, then sort of why did she come back for a few episodes and then go off again? But you can't, we don't know what's going on. So no
No.
point in speculating, really,
No,
is there?
exactly.
So yeah, Sharon is back in Florida with Michelle. I mean, you sort of understand in terms of like why would she come back? Because all Zoe's going to do is sort of represent a past that she doesn't want to relive. So I get that, but
Yeah.
it's just a shame, and I just hope that Letitia Dean's all right. That's all I can say because
Yeah, I
we miss her.
agree.
We miss her.
But needs must.
Exactly. So Vicky, meanwhile, like I say, I love the fact that Sharon and Kathy both said you'll be all right now, won't you? Like, well, I know we went on holiday with you, but you're all right to travel all the
Because
way
you were
back down to
so bad, we
London.
had to take
Yeah,
you to the
you
Lake
could
District.
barely
Well,
walk
just make your way
unaided.
back, won't you?
Like, she could
You've
not
got
walk. She could not walk unaided when she was getting into the taxi, but you know, you go back on the train, you'll be all right, love, I promise. So she's back. She's kind of discovered about what Ross is doing back in is doing in the Beals. Vicky and Ross are sort of kind of at loggerheads, but at the same time, Vicky, I think you were right last week. You said I think they're going to get back together at some point, surely. I think
Eventually.
so.
It's still an awkward situation for us anyway, because
Yeah.
Vicky was like, well, you need to pick your side, and it's like, it is still his kid. Like, it
Yeah.
isn't that black and white. I mean, I know he beat you up really badly and everything, and that you're entitled to feel that way. Don't get me
Yeah.
wrong.
Yeah.
But also appreciating Ross's position. I don't know, I guess there's a lot of anger
Let me
for her
ask
because she
you.
sees it all as preventative, didn't
Of
she?
course, I
And
mean, in many ways it was. But, all right, let me ask you, point blank, as a parent, in Ross's position, what do you do at this moment?
Exactly.
Whose side are you on? So your partner is currently, you know, black and blue from your daughter kicking the shit out of him, and he's asking you to take a side. Like, what are you doing in that situation?
It's like for the age of the child as well, I think
Mm.
that is kind of important because if they were a
He knows
fully
right and
fledged
wrong.
30-year-old by that point, who
Yeah.
knows better, you'd be like, I dare say you might wash your hands of them, especially if you think there's no redemption, there's no to. But at that age, yeah, you would still want to help your child, even though you know what they've done is wrong. It's not like he's not saying that, but it's a really awkward position for him to be in, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'd be doing the same as him, I'm afraid. Yeah, you
Yeah.
would. I
I
think
think
you
so.
would.
Think so. Time will tell. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to I think what was the biggest storyline of the week, and we have a Slater flashback Halloween. So, as has become somewhat custom for the show these days when we're talking about the past, we sort of got a flashback. However, it wasn't done in the same way that we've had them done so far. We actually went a little bit sort of paranormal activity with it all this week, didn't we?
Yes.
Go on, I see, maybe we had differing views. I quite liked the sort of the old videotape.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What, oh, you mean you like the flashback?
Yeah, but it wasn't necessarily a flashback. It was sort of
Yeah.
like watching
Yeah,
old
the video.
footage. I thought it was an interesting way of doing it.
I thought that was a better way. No, I agree. I enjoyed the flashback. It was the spooky side of things that you
Oh yeah, I don't know why we
were
suddenly
just
had like
about to say.
door.
I
I don't
was
know
just
why we
like,
had. I don't know why we had doors slamming on their own, and like the whole suddenly the security
Yeah,
light in the
this is
Vic
what I mean.
is like bright green everywhere, which they've never done before in the show's history, I'm sure.
You do have safety lights like that, but I don't
Oh
know why they
yeah,
were bright green either, other than,
because
oh, well, it's
spooky.
Halloween, so they're obviously
Because
light. They're obviously green lights.
slime and spooky Halloween. What in the name of all that is holy is going on with Zoe at the moment, Rihanna?
I don't know, Robert. I wish I could tell you. I can't decide if it's all in her head. I don't think it is in her head. I don't think she is in
Well,
psychosis.
see, a few things. First of all, Anthony, who, by the way, Zoe has told him that he isn't the father. And do you know what? I'm gonna believe her on this. Normally anything that comes out of Zoe's mouth you can't believe, but I feel like it would be the lamest twist in the world for them to say, no, Anthony's not the dad, and then Christmas Day, like, lol, yeah, he is. Like, that would be
Lol joke,
crap.
here he is.
That
Because
would be
why wouldn't she
crap.
tell Anthony anyway at this point?
Yeah,
Because,
and why has it been in such a massive secret if it was Anthony?
yeah, because surely he's got quite a bit of money. So
Yeah,
you would tell him, wouldn't you?
of
He's,
course you
I mean,
would.
I'm not saying he's absolutely loaded, but I think he'd have enough like Sharon to give it to her for a private
Yeah.
investigator.
Oh, 100%, 100%. So I'm inclined to believe her when she says that he's not the dad. But in which case, that does raise our question that we had last week: is what is Anthony still doing here?
Red herring. I don't know. He's not really doing anything, is he?
Well, what he is doing is going around and proclaim and sort of diagnosing people having mental breakdowns. That's what he's
Oh,
decided
yeah.
Zoe is currently going through, is a mental break. A deep psychological breakdown is what he claims Zoe is currently going through. Which, what do you think?
This is what I'm saying. Like, I can understand from his perspective why he's saying that, but I just don't think that it is that. I think her personality at the moment is quite the way that she is. She's quite bullshit and.
Yeah. I mean, she's quite erratic at the minute.
She is in some ways, and paranoid, but then
Yeah.
I don't know, I feel like there is somebody doing playing tricks on her.
So who would that be?
I don't
Because
know.
I've got to be
Jean.
honest,
Jean.
do you think Jean? I don't know if it could be Jean. She's definitely a suspect, but there's an element
Yeah.
of me that almost kind of thinks that she'd do this to herself as well, because we've seen that she has done that. Remember those threatening messages she was sending to herself?
Oh, that's true. I didn't think of that. This is the issue with Zoe, isn't it? We don't know what's true and what's not every time with Zoe. We're just constantly trying to figure out whether what she's saying is true.
I mean, so the things that she's had happen to her this week are the picture that she had when she was having a massive row with Kat, and then she went into a room and there was a picture of her and Kat that appears to have been smashed and had some fake blood smeared on it,
Yeah.
which.
I feel like we should have seen them all talking to Bert, Ernie, and Tommy and confirming that it wasn't them rather than them all just going, it won't have been them, because that would be the most logical explanation for that.
But if it isn't there, if it isn't, I can't see Jean doing that. That's a bit dark for Jean, I would say.
I thought this about Jean, right? And I thought, why would Jean do something like this? But all Jean's banged on about since Stacey's left is how much she hates Zoe and
I
how
get
gutted
that,
she is.
though.
Every 2 minutes about Stacey. I get that, but realistically, when a character leaves, people don't keep going on about it like to the extent that Jean's been going on about
Oh,
it.
I see. So you think that she's going on about it because it's relevant to future plot
Yeah,
points. Right, I see.
surely, because I don't understand why else she is
Yeah.
still saying it
I
so
mean,
much.
I don't know though, because what it is doing at the minute is creating a divide between sort of one half of the Slaters and the other
True.
half of the Slaters.
Yeah, true.
And to be fair, Jean's going to be very much sort of isolated quite soon, as soon as there's no, especially when Freddie goes, it's going to literally just be Jean and Lily and baby Charlie XCX. So I feel like that divide is sort of interesting, and it's certainly creating an issue between her and Kat. So I
Yeah.
can sort of see that on its own is sort of enough to keep bringing up the Stacey fact. And to be fair, like I say, I can understand why she would be so angry at Zoe at the minute, because it is purely Zoe's fault that
Yeah.
Jean was not able to say goodbye to Stacey before she went. So,
I get that, but
and Jean
like
can
I
hold a
say,
grudge. We know that about
true,
Jean.
true. Well, I've been wondering, obviously, going to it a bit more about the flashback. And did something happen between Harry and Jean?
No. All that happened there was it was the three. It because they came up with a nickname for Jean when they were all
Yeah,
young.
Jumper Jean.
Yeah, which kids can be so cruel, right? That's so cruel.
It was Harry who called it, weren't it? She said the
Yeah,
whole family called it, which were a bit
I
harsh.
can imagine that Harry started that, in all honesty,
Yeah, I
because
can.
let's be real, someone in Jean's position back then in the 80s, from a family member like Harry, would not
Yeah.
have been treated kindly. So
No.
if anything, I think what it was meant to do was sort of paint Harry to be even more of a monster than we thought he was.
Yeah, but hiding in plain sight kind of thing.
Yeah. So the VHS that was found in the barrel store, I mean, how many old videotapes do you have of your family growing up? You got
Actually,
some?
did I? Yeah, my granddad kept him,
Oh,
so when
really?
he
Got any?
passed, we got him digital. We got
Really?
some of
That's
them
interesting.
digitalized.
Oh,
Yeah,
that's interesting.
so
Fair play.
yeah,
I
they
mean,
do exist.
the main thing that kind of upset me about this was producing a VHS, and I wanted to instantly know how many of the audience of EastEnders these days are looking at that and going, "What the hell is that that he's got in his hand?" Like, I just have no idea what a VHS is, because I bet they exist.
And honestly, because I thought this, because when later on when Zoe took it upstairs and Tommy helped her out with it,
Oh,
I was
it's like,
surprised
how
that he
do you
weren't
know how to
like,
use a
what's
VHS?
this? Yeah.
Because
I
then
wouldn't
it's
have
like,
thought he'd know what a scart lead is. You used to use a scart lead for it. Now it's all HDMI cables and stuff, isn't it?
And
Yeah, I thought that.
it's like for them, it's like our version of a record. Do you know what I mean? Like, in
Yeah,
terms of,
from when we were, yeah, what
yeah,
we thought
we,
were ancient.
and
God,
in,
we're old.
oh
God,
God,
we're
we're
old.
old. But I know records have kind of come back in a little bit
Yeah,
since. But
I know what you're
then,
saying.
I think when we were kids, we would have no idea how to operate a record player, would we?
No, not really.
No,
No.
we're
But
old,
yeah,
Ray. Old,
so
that's the
old,
problem.
so old.
But we do go back to Halloween 1980 something.
Eight.
I think I want to say 88, yeah. And actually, I really enjoyed all this. I thought it was actually a really interesting way of looking back at them. We had a whole
Yeah.
cast of sort of young Slaters cast.
Yeah.
Star of it, I would like to say, was young Charlie, who genuinely, I thought they'd brought back the actor who played Charlie to do his voice, because his voice was spot on.
I wondered if they'd used AI or something with
No,
his
it was
actual voice
a
or
whole. No, it was
something.
credited. I think his name was, I want to say,
Oh.
Derek Martin, I think his name was in the
Well,
actor. I
so he
can't
did
remember.
the voice because they had
Yeah.
him on screen as well, so it was
Yeah.
just him doing all of it. Wow,
Yeah.
fair play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
Which I
agree
thought
then.
was
I just assumed it were
spot
AI.
on. Fair play. And
Yeah.
young Cat was very good as well.
Young Lynn looked exactly like
Didn't
Lynn,
she?
knew
Yeah.
exactly who Lynn was.
Yeah, so fair
Yeah.
play for the casting for that. In fact, if anything, actually, maybe the format of the VHS sort of maybe underplayed quite how good some of that casting was for some of that moment.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Would
Yeah,
you have liked
yeah.
to have seen them do like a full-on flashback episode?
Do you know what? I would, but at the same time, we've had so many full-on flashback
We
episodes.
have.
That's kind of the thing. But then I don't hate flashback episodes
No,
anyway. But would
and
they start
actually,
getting overused? I don't know.
yeah, I know what you mean, but at the same time, it's actually also a really exciting way of looking. I loved the Mitchell flashback episode. I felt, well, both of
Same.
them. I adored them. And would I hate it if they decided to do one with the young Slaters? Actually, no, I'd love it, I think. I think it'd be a really interesting sort of look back at Slater history. Because those big families that you know have got a dark and murky past, it's sometimes fascinating to just leap back and have a look at stuff playing out. And with the Slater women, I would love to see all that, to be honest with you.
I would, and I actually dare say we're going to start finding out. I feel like this
Stuff.
is going to start being a journey for Kat and realizing her mother,
Yeah.
she paints her mother as though she's this, amazing woman who did the best for Zoe, which she did, and I don't dispute, but I was so shocked when she revealed that her mum knew about Harry, that she'd
Oh,
told
see
her.
now, this is, yeah, no, this is well-established stuff that with Viv. Okay, so she did tell Viv. Viv never told Charlie what went on with Uncle Harry, and Viv in the end ch chucked Harry out, and that's sort of why Harry did a massive disappearing act for so many years until he returned.
But I
So,
would, but I'm wondering if, yeah, fair. But I'm wondering if now, if Kat's going to start realizing actually my mum didn't behave in the
I
way that
don't
she should
think.
have, or is it because of the time and she just
Yeah.
accepts that actually back then that is how people handled these kind of
Honestly,
situations?
I don't think that Kat holds Viv in any sort of huge angelic sort of like flawless looking at her like that. I don't. I think that she's fully aware of how badly Viv dealt with that situation.
Okay, fair.
And because also it's partly down to Viv that Kat and Zoe could not have an honest relationship for the first 18, 19 years
True.
as well.
I just
So,
thought the only reason that made me say it was because of when Kat and Zoe had that argument this week, and Kat
yeah.
was saying, Viv did everything for you. She were a fantastic mum.
I think that's more to her trying to, because she knows what it's like to receive Zoe's ire. So I feel like she's trying to protect Viv's memory for Zoe. I think she's doing it for Zoe more than she's doing it for Viv. Because I feel like I feel like if Zoe is angry at yet another person in the family, that sort of drifts her further away from the Slaters. I think that's her thinking.
No, I can see that as well. And her main point was you had a happy childhood until you were 17.
Which is
But
probably
which is
right.
true, right? And I get it. But then I also feel like, and I get it, and I get that all these bad things happen to Kat, but I do think. And don't get me wrong, I know that Zoe is taking this, I'm a victim to the
Oh,
extreme. But at the
100%,
same
yeah.
time, that would mess you up, like what she did later find out. I get that Kat's like, well, I had a bad time as well and all of that. But I don't know, I feel like people aren't as empathetic towards Zoe as they could be. But then at the same time, I guess,
She
where do you
doesn't help
draw a line?
herself.
Because
She
she'd really
doesn't
done help.
help
So I'm
herself.
saying all this and I'm like, actually, she's a bit of a dick though, isn't she?
But she is. And this is the
Sacrificing.
problem. We know everything that went on with Zoe, and we're still
Yeah,
like,
true.
God, you're a dick, Zoe. You really, really are. Like, we get it, but at the same time, it's just sort of like there are ways and means of reacting to things that have gone on in your life, and blaming literally everybody that wanted to keep you safe and happy in your immediate family is not the way to do it. And yet she does that with bells on.
Yeah, very true. So back to this whole Zoe thing and this whole Halloween special and how somebody's doing all of this and somebody's playing all these supposedly tricks, or is it Zoe's mind?
I don't know. Are we supposed to instantly trust Anthony's diagnosis because he's a doctor?
Feel like we'd be seeing it a bit more obviously if it was that, though. I don't know.
Yeah. Because
But
what the hell went
then,
on in this, what the hell went on in the cellar? Why didn't
this
we
is
see
it.
what was going on in the cellar is the
Right,
question.
exactly. And also, when Zoe went in there, she were deliberately, trying to talk to Minimo, the kitten, and were
Yeah,
saying, like,
what,
oh,
of
it
all the
brings
things
me
to
a
call her.
great name.
Right.
This cellar brings back bad memories. So then it's like, oh, we're supposed to be assuming that it's because she's back here and it is her
Oh,
mind
so that
playing
like the
tricks on
ghost of
her.
Den sort of coming back to her and everything,
Yeah,
maybe.
I did
Yeah,
wonder if it
possibly.
were that angle, and I feel like it is somebody, but then I just don't know who. Like you said, Jean wouldn't be like that, but then with the way that she's been going off, I don't
No.
know.
I don't think that Jean would do this. I don't feel like this is Jean's style. I feel like maybe the way it's been written is that we're supposed to suspect it might be Jean, and maybe we're supposed to think that maybe Jean's going through an episode or something like that. But I don't think this is Jean at all. I don't even think that when Jean is going through an episode, this is something that she
She'd
would
do something like this.
No.
I prefer it not to be Jean, and I think they're maybe just trying to make us think it's Jean, perhaps. Because like, I even noticed that she came back a bit later from the pub and stuff when they'd all been kicked out and things like that. So
Unless it's one of her kids that have suddenly found her.
could be Jasmine, maybe,
I
or
mean, this is a
Birkin.
possibility. This is a possibility, isn't it? I mean, this is
Yeah.
Jasmine is sort of the only thing we've got to go on at the moment because she's sort of the only sort of new character that sort of fits the bill as to who it could possibly be. I don't
Potentially, yeah.
necessarily think it is Jasmine, but at the same
No.
time, they could make it be Jasmine and it wouldn't feel insane,
Yeah,
could
they could definitely make, yeah, they could
they?
lead it down that way. I think it is somebody playing tricks. I don't th Would they bring Zoe back and then she has a psychotic episode? I feel like this would give Zoe so much ammunition to be like, see, you never believe me. Look at all this that was going on. And then Kat can be like,
Oh,
oh,
any
it's like the boy
excuse.
who cried wolf kind of thing, you
Oh, I mean,
know?
Zoe kicks off if her coffee's cold, for Christ's sake. So it's not like she needs any sort of
Yeah.
reasoning to be gobbing off at her family, is it?
Well, what did you think anyway to Kat revealing that she was lying about Dennis being the father? She revealed it, didn't she, to Vicky this
Yeah, I
week?
mean, like, oh yeah. So that was the duff duff at the end of last week, wasn't it? And Vicky, I mean, Vicky, I love her so much. The way that Vicky was like fully prepared, like I don't care if I'll hit you with one arm, that's absolutely fine. Like Vicky, you could do it. If Vicky had lost both her arms due to Joel, she would still be going in for
Headbutter.
kicks. Oh God, yeah, 100%. So,
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't see the like Vicky. Yes, did say, all right, you're not going to get any beef from me. That's going to last the grand total of about 25 seconds, I think.
Yeah, now that Sharon's not coming back
100
as well,
percent.
and that's supposedly
Yeah,
the reason for
100%.
it. Yeah.
Where I do wonder if this is going, I've got to be honest with you, I have a feeling we might be heading towards another whodunit fairly soon.
What, for Zoe?
Yeah. Because let's think about it straight off the bat. I mean, unless what we're actually getting at the minute in terms of who is the one playing the tricks is the whodunit.
Yeah, and that is the who done it, and yeah,
Because
who is the one?
actually, we haven't discussed the possibility that it could be Vicky doing all of this.
Yeah, again, not her style though, is
No,
it?
she'd
But
rather
whose
just go up
style
in
is
Lance
it?
Abbey one, wouldn't
The
she?
only person's style it could be would be one at kids, I think, really.
Tommy, maybe?
I did wonder Tommy, but then I
But then
thought
they've got quite a nice relationship, haven't they?
that's what they've been trying to show us, is that she's quite,
Yeah,
yeah, that they have got this nice
it's
relationship.
literally only one of the most redeeming qualities about Zoe at the moment is how good she is with Tommy and the kids, right?
Exactly. And given what's been going on with Joel and everything, I don't think Tommy would do that right now.
No,
He's trying
no.
to show that he's a nice, a good kid at the minute.
I tell you what, on the subject of Tommy, I thought really good week for him.
Yeah, I agree actually. I thought the same. Sonny Kendall's smashing
He's
it out,
AI.
isn't
He
he?
really did. I thought Sonny Kendall, especially in Thursday's episode, was excellent.
Yeah.
And when he turned around to Kat and said, "I wish I had a time machine so I could go back and stop this," like that's good.
Yeah.
That's really sweet. This
Yeah.
feels to me like Tommy is back on track again.
His
And we knew he,
redemption.
yeah, we knew he would be. So that was really, really nice to see. I feel like I'm surprised that he didn't know about any of this.
Yeah, I was a bit as well. I thought that. I thought he would have known by now, but clearly not. It weren't. He's only what, 15, so I
Yeah,
kind of
so I
understand
get.
now is the time to tell
I
him,
just kind of
yeah.
thought it was common knowledge, to be honest with
Yeah,
you.
so did I. I did as well, to be honest. I was surprised when it was revealed that he didn't actually know about
Yeah.
any of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Also, we had a little mention of Zoe dropping in about Alfie had a baby with your cousin, and I was like, "Oh, we're going down that
Please,
route.
no.
Is Alfie going to be the dad?"
Do you know what? I'm going to say. The only problem that we keep kind of coming up against with this is just why the hell hasn't we found out who it is yet? Because
Exactly.
surely the first thing Kat will be doing by now is like, just tell me who the dad is, all right? Because otherwise you're
Right.
out of here. Like, because clearly
Yeah.
this is the main issue. So I can't help you unless I know who this dad is. So tell me or you're out of here. That's it. Simple as. And you kind of feel that the only reason Zoe would hold back at this point with Kat is if it was somebody that
It's
Kat would
close
know.
to cat.
Yeah. I hope not. I really, really, really hope not. But the sort of the more time goes on, the sort of like,
The more it's looking like it could be.
I mean, could it be Alfie doing the tricks?
I know this is what I thought, which is why I would bring it now. Would he? Then it depends which way they make Alfie go, because
Yeah.
Alfie in the era of sleeping with Hayley, yeah, could totally see him doing all
100%.
that. Current Alfie, no.
Are we in the era of Alfie sleeping with Zoe?
Oh God, I really hope not. I'm actually going to be really annoyed if it does end up being this, but I could actually see it happening.
We shall see. Gold star this week, Ray.
Oh, I'm struggling on this week, actually. Do you know what? Cat. I'm going to give it to
Okay.
Cat this week. Yeah,
Oh, I'm
Cat.
glad you said that because I 100% are giving mine to Tommy.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, Cat and Tommy, brilliant.
So, Kat and Tommy for gold stars this week. Let us know who your gold stars are going to. And let's use the final bit of battery up on my laptop by reading comments and a bit of news from you guys. Before we get on with comments, spoiler siren, because we have had another exit announced, and this does sound like an axing, I have to be honest. Nina, 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 Nina.
Nina.
Junior will soon be leaving EastEnders as Mika Balfour's contract has to be decided not to be reinstated. Apparently, Mika is gutted but understands that that's how the show works. So, I mean,
Oh,
it's
I think
weird though,
that
isn't it? Because he was such a big part of the last Christmas and then has done literally nothing since
he's been
then.
so
So,
underused. There's actually loads of potential for Junior. I
well, I
feel like
think
that's really
so.
wasted.
I feel like the George Junior dynamic was
Yeah.
sort of something that could have been explored a lot further. And sort of like, I don't feel like Junior and George actually really had that much of a conversation as to why any of that Cindy stuff happened. Because the build up to the affair, I remember us saying that there's something very weird going on with Junior in terms of his psychological makeup as to why he's doing this. Because it was seemed
Yeah.
that he was quite enjoying the fact that he was having sex with his father's ex-wife, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And then it's just never been explored further, has it,
There
or?
is a side of me that wonders that because Max is basically back, and in a lot of ways they are kind of quite similar characters, I
Yeah,
wonder
can
if
see
that
that.
might be part of the reason
Yeah, but
why.
then you could have had beef between the two of them, or they could have been best mates, and then I'd be.
I mean,
I
I
feel
feel
like
like
that's a
wasted
shame.
potential, I would say. I
Yeah,
feel like, because
definitely.
I did like Junior as a character, I thought he was interesting. So that's a shame. But like he says, that's kind of how the show works, to be fair. So he's not being killed off, though, apparently. So we might see Junior
Okay, that's
again.
good.
I
Okay.
hope so. But yeah, a shame, but I get it. Comments this week, Ree.
We've got a comment here from iWod6. So on Instagram, I asked everybody, who do you think somebody's pranking Zoe, or do you think it is what Anthony's claiming of a psychotic episode? And
Yes.
iWods has said, Zach, he's the chef of the Vic, and he has motive.
What do you think about that one then, Rihanna?
I mean, possibly, right?
Possibly. I mean, so yeah, there was a couple of moments this week where Zach and Vicky were talking, and Zach, especially now that Sharon's gone again, there's an element of me that kind of thinks that Zach is starting to hold Zoe responsible for quite a lot of stuff that's going wrong with his own immediate family at the moment. So there is a side of me that could kind of see it. It doesn't seem like Zach's style,
He
but
doesn't, but he's been in the background. I did find it odd that he just like walked past because they had this whole pub quiz that we've not even mentioned either, really.
oh yeah, the
This
pub quiz was a
Halloween,
dis
you
the
know.
pub quiz was a disaster.
Oh, obviously, but he walked past, didn't he, and said something about vegan sausage rolls. And I did think, why did we need Zach to walk past at that moment and
I mean,
say
it felt
that?
like a
Was that meant to be
reminder
a
that
clue
Zach.
or?
I mean, it felt like a reminder that Zach sort of works there.
Yeah,
So
that's his
I feel
role
like
kind of thing.
we can put him on the suspect board for sure. Chris Shaw said, "Is Anthony trying to gaslight everyone into thinking that Zoe is crazy? But why is he the one who was creeping around the barrel store? Could be Anthony."
Interesting, he did come out of the toilets. We wouldn't suspect it of him because the Anthony that we know is very trusting and all of
Yeah,
that. Is he trying?
again, doesn't seem like Anthony's immediate style.
It doesn't, but then why is Anthony back? And it would be
I mean,
quite a
yeah.
twist if that was actually, oh, he's come back and he's a changed, but he's the one who's the changed person.
I mean, so
And
we know that he's got. I mean, again, why is he hanging around? He's got a wife and apparently a sick kid. So
no, but he
what's
said
going
that
on
they
there?
separated. He revealed after, didn't he, that they'd actually split up, him and his
Yeah,
wife.
but then
But
Anthony seems.
what is going on there,
Yeah,
though?
like what is going
Yeah.
on there? We don't really know what's been going on with Anthony since he's left, so it could be possibly be something to do with Anthony, and it would give
That'd
him
be
a.
quite. That'd be a big. That'd be the biggest twist of all. And that
Yeah.
if it transpired that actually, Anthony's the one who's changed somehow. And I mean, what's he doing for work? He's just wandering around Square diagnosing everyone
Yeah,
instead of like, is
doesn't
he
get
being
paid for
struck
that.
off?
Yeah, maybe. Doesn't get paid for doing that, does he?
No, exactly.
I mean, let's be honest, there's a GP surgery that he could quite easily work at if they're
Oh,
keeping
yeah.
Anthony around long term. But like you say at the minute, what's he doing?
We've got a comment here from STK Lewis who said, phenomenal acting by Jesse, Sonny, Gillian, and Lilia on Thursday. You totally
Yes.
forgot to mention
Well, it's because we're rushing with the battery stuff, isn't it? But
Oh, I do apologize
do
with Lily and
apologise.
Jean, yeah.
Yeah, some good stuff there. It's interesting. Jean is becoming a little bit overprotective. And I can kind of understand. Again, this is the thing. I understand Jean's motivations at the moment. Like, yeah, it might be a bit sort of annoying for everybody around her, but I get what she's doing. And yeah, she was really kind of scared about this rash that Charlie had developed. Did you know about that? Did you know which way the glass test was supposed to work? Nice reminder.
If you rub it over and the rash is still there when the glass is there,
Yes.
then you go straight
Yeah.
to hospital. Yeah,
But good reminder, I think. Now, I
yeah.
think
No, definitely it
I've
is.
always, you know what, weirdly, I've always thought it would be really, really good if a soap, it doesn't have to be EastEnders, but one of the soaps that's watched by quite a lot of people did a special episode one time to deal with, I don't know, maybe it could work with Lily. So maybe Charlie puts something in her mouth and swallows it and begins choking and show us what the hell to do in that situation.
Yeah.
I think that would be, I've always thought that would be a
It
really good
would.
idea to do.
I mean, I don't know if most parents do, but I know. I'm quite confident in knowing
Oh,
what to do.
well, that's great, but I feel like, you know, not every
No,
single
I know
parent
what you're
would know what
saying,
to
though.
do.
Yeah,
And
because
when
it
it,
is
I
quite
think
a
there's a
common
difference.
thing.
Yeah, and I think there's a difference between, you know, right now when your daughter is not choking in front of you. Yeah, I know exactly what I'd do in the situation to
Yeah,
all of a
true. And then
sudden,
actually doing it
yeah,
in
being in the
the
situation,
moment.
could things
Yeah.
disappear out of your head? So I think, like, it's interesting when the soaps do kind of take position as the sort of public service role that they have now and again to do
Yeah,
something
you
like
have got a
that.
valid point. It wouldn't hurt as a reminder. And to be fair, it wouldn't hurt to see it in practice kind of thing and go, all
Yeah.
right, that is what you do. Oh, that's the point that you call the ambulance.
Thank you,
Right,
Lily
got
from
it.
EastEnders. Saved my daughter's life. Thank you very much.
Fair.
There you go.
With a comment from Jaran97 who says, I thought it was a very interesting episode, like this is Thursday's, almost showing the parallels between Stacey and Zoe's upbringing. Jean was obviously viewed as a lesser relative and mocked by the Slaters. Stacey had to grow up quickly and had lots of responsibility, whereas Zoe was spoilt and treated like a princess. Also, could possibly be a nod to how similar their mental health is with regards to Zoe possibly having some kind of psychotic episode. Although, could somebody actually be stalking her? Could it be Chrissy or Sam? Part of me thinks she's doing it to herself as we are purposefully not seeing the scenes where she's pushed in the barrel store, etc. However, I wouldn't put it past EastEnders to give her a stalker. She's not the most liked person in the world, is she? She has a lot of enemies.
There is a side of me that
Chrissy
kind
or
of,
Sam?
yeah, I mean, well, possibly. I mean, there is a side of me that does think it was weird that we didn't see what was going on in the barrel store because that suggests to me, like, if they were wanted to confirm that there was somebody there, then they could have, at the very least, if they wanted to keep the mystery as to who it was, they could have done almost like a Midsummer Murders type setup where you see like the silhouette of somebody there, you know, or something like that. So the fact that we didn't see anything, and actually, in a lot of ways, it doesn't make a lot of sense that somebody was in there and then managed to escape.
They
So
have there is that door, isn't there? There's
there is the
like an
door,
outside
but
door to the
sometimes that's locked, you know. So, and surely you would lock that before you went to bed at night, wouldn't you? So you kind of, because it's got all valuable stuff in there, hasn't it? So
What did Zoe have on her hands anyway? Was it blood, her own blood from where she supposedly fell because she said that somebody had pushed her? What actually was it? Or did
Yeah,
she
she
fall
claimed
land in
that, I mean, they were
something?
covered. It was like somebody had removed an entire layer of epidermis off her hands. Like she was like she claimed that so whoever someone pushed her and she landed on her hands and that's why her hands were bleeding. But
So it was supposed to be blood because that were a lot.
yeah, but I don't know. But then was it like because I think Kat or something said something about fake. And she said something about fake blood on the picture frame, didn't she?
Yeah,
So
it was
could that have been fake blood as well?
interesting. And Zoe's not even aware that she's doing all this to herself, kind of thing.
I'm leaning more towards that at this moment, I've got to be honest.
And I'm leaning more towards somebody is doing it, and they want
Yeah.
us to think that it's Zoe having an episode.
Ooh. Who's right? Let's be honest, it's normally you, so you'll probably be right. It must be somebody doing it. Absolutely.
I'm all Chrissy theory, actually, or Sam,
Yeah,
maybe.
well,
I
I
wouldn't
feel
put it
like
past
Chrissy,
either of
I feel
them.
like Chrissy maybe not. Sam, possibly. I feel like we do
Possibly.
need somebody out of that sort of witch's coven that we had to make a return while Zoe is on the square, and Sam would be a good contender for that.
I did just think it was very interesting that of all the moments she decided to bring up that the cellar gives the bad memories and the den thing at that moment. I thought, what's the relevance to that? So maybe.
Maybe there's a bit of both going on. Maybe she is going through some breakdown and somebody is taking full advantage of that.
Yes, could possibly be. Yeah, I
Maybe
won't
we're
be.
both right, Ray. That would be the
Rob,
nice
maybe
way of
we're
doing things,
both
wouldn't it?
right.
Less
Yeah, that's
you
it. We're both
patronizing
right.
cow. I mean, let us know your theories and comments. Is somebody after Zoe? Is she doing it to herself? Let us know, and you can do that, my darling people, by doing the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Instagram and Twitter at E20 After Dark. You can like and subscribe on our YouTube channel or find us wherever you find your podcasts. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark. Have we got battery, Rob? Have we got battery still?
Oh, we got battery. We could just about finish the podcast. Can I just say, that was done very, very well, Ree. You're really getting the hang of doing that.
Thanks, Rob.
Spiel.
I've really memorised it after all this time now. Don't need any prompts at all.
That was take four.
All right, not that you were counting.
Oh dear. Well,
oh dear. Right.
Let's. I hope you have a lovely time in Turkey, Ree, for
Thank
the next
you.
Month or however long you're there for.
No, it won't be a month, but yeah.
It weren't far off a month last time when you went to Turkey. Let's be
yeah,
real
no,
here.
It was 3 weeks last time.
Exactly.
Yeah,
thank you. We'll see. Put your bets below. How long is Ree going to be in Turkey for this week? Let's have a look. Let's see what people think. But we'll be back same time next week. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Goodbye. Bye.